A Batch of Love by Wendy Montague. It was a small gesture, but it had a big effect. My friend Melinda and I were trying to decide who to share a batch of freshly baked cookies with. After a minute of thinking, we both looked at each other and said, "Sister Cobabe." She had been our Maya Maid advisor, and I often babysat her two young children. She was one of our favorite people. We wrapped the cookies up and wrote a short note. It read, "We think you are a wonderful person. Thanks for all you have done. We hope you have a wonderful day. Love, Wendy and Melinda." We left the cookies on the doorstep, rang the doorbell, and ran, leaving our surprise on the Cobabe's porch. In young women class the next week, Sister Cobabe approached me and handed me a card. I walked over to Melinda, and we read the card together. It said, "I wanted to thank you both for the cookies. They were so good. I also wanted you both to know that I think the love you show to me and others is wonderful. I really needed a lift the day you brought the card and the cookies over. The next day, I had a death in my family. It was such a comfort knowing someone was thinking of me. Always remember you deserve only the best in life. Love you both, Sister Cobabe." I felt a warm feeling blanket my heart. A large smile crept onto my face. We had really helped her. Belinda and I recalled that her name had seemed to occur to both of us out of nowhere. Now we realized that we had received a prompting to give the cookies to her. My heart swelled as I read the note again. Even though it was only a small gesture of kindness, Sister Cobabe had really needed it. The Lord had used me to help someone else. End of the article, A Batch of Love by Wendy Montague.